Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to another live stream. I am coming at you, hopefully, from a bunch of places. Including YouTube. I do need to tweet. I need to tweet out that I'm live. Because Twitter changed their... X changed their policy, and now you have to have, like, the big plan. You need to have the big plan including YouTube, in order to live stream there. So I'm going to grab the link. I'm going to post it on X and hopefully grab some folks over there. I'm live right now. Okay. So today we are going to plan a solo episode or two, because I realized that like my next solo episode is very retrospective-y. I'm still going to do like the story, like the three-act story. But I did realize that maybe this one is not the best, representative of my normal, solo episodes. And part of the reason I am, doing these solo episodes is, where are we? Are we here? Yes, this is where we are. Part of the reason I'm doing these solo episodes is because I have been thinking a lot about it. I wrote on Monday in my newsletter about how... Let me adjust my camera view a little bit here. Because I feel like I'm very, like, low in the frame. Anyway, I've been thinking a lot about this. There we go. That's better. Because I had a coaching call with my friend Alex where we talked a little bit about this. And then I was talking to another creator friend of mine. And she was kind of surprised to hear or to realize that her audience preferred her solo episode. So this went out today in my newsletter. You may have read about it in the newsletter. But I talk a lot about the benefits of having a solo show. This was something I called a mini podcast for a long time. It seems like mini podcast is, that was the term I used because that was the term that it seemed other people were using. But I think I'm going to start just saying solo podcasting, and I need to update this. This was originally published 2 years ago, so it's definitely time for an update. But I thought today would be like a work with me session, and I would kind of show you my process for doing a solo episode. Now, if you are watching, let me know in the chat where you're coming from. As a note with the chat, I should see comments from Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. So if you're watching in any of those places, I should see your comments here. If you're watching on one of the other places I'm streaming, which I think is, I don't know if I'm doing Instagram today, but I'm definitely doing LinkedIn. And I know that LinkedIn shared to my story. I didn't want to do that. Share to my feed is what I actually want. I know LinkedIn comments don't come through or like barely even show up, which is very frustrating. So I'll be checking LinkedIn for comments, but honestly, it might be better for you to just kind of come on over here to YouTube. Oh, Ashley, I do see Ashley's comment. This is a great test, actually. We'll see if I see Ashley's comment. Already, like, it's going poorly. Okay, so I see Ashley's comment here in my notifications.
Kind of come on over.
And, oh, I see it. Oh, I see it here as well. Okay, cool. So a couple of comments here, actually. I know Susan made this comment earlier, Susan Bowles. I just did my first solo and the workflow on it was so much easier. Ashley says, hello. Hello, Ashley. Thanks so much for being here. One of my compatriots at RSS.com. And I did see another comment. I forget now. I meant to respond to this, but someone else said, you know, that their solo episodes take them much longer because they are trying to get it perfect and they're doing a lot of retakes. And I will say, like, if you are not used to talking in front of a camera a lot, it's a tough context switch. Obviously, I go live weekly. And I do a lot of stuff like this. I go on other podcasts where I'm comfortable kind of talking to a screen or, you know, I'm not overtly worried about it being too. All right. Ashley joining from YouTube now as well. So thanks, Ashley, popping in from LinkedIn. I have LinkedIn up presently, but I don't know. It won't be up for long because I'm going to actually get started here in a minute. But anyway, so, you know, I would say, like, if you're doing a solo episode and you're not entirely comfortable, frame it like a conversation, right? Like, and imagine that you are talking to a listener, right? People say with, like, your ideal customer avatar, picture one person to talk to. I would do the same thing. Think of your perfect listener. And imagine that you are talking directly to them. You ask them a question, and now you're answering that question as thoroughly as possible. And I think that you will, you'll have a better experience. And the other thing I would say is, like, you're not giving a keynote speech. You're not giving, like, the State of the Union address. You are imparting wisdom on people. And so if, you know, if you're creating good content, it doesn't have to be a perfect take, right? I would equate it to seeing, like, a movie versus seeing a theater show, right? A live show, right? You're a little bit more forgiving. It's not going to be as polished as a movie because there's like a team of people behind making a movie. I think start there and you'll be more comfortable. Okay. The last thing I'll say is if you are not on my mailing list gets notified of these live streams and usually they get like the context that inspired whatever I'm talking about. So you can head over to podcastworkflows.com/join to join my mailing list today. Okay, so let's actually get into the planning side of things. So I'll bigify this. I'll get rid of all of this stuff. For those who are, now I need to move the comments over to my other monitor so I'll be able to see them. Okay. So let's share this screen here. So this is my planner. You can see I have some episodes lined up. And the next solo episode is called Summer Retrospective. I'm probably going to call this something different. That's just like the note for me. It's really in the beginning of the summer, I published an episode called Why We're Not Doing Summer Camp and How It's Affecting My Business. And so this episode following up is going to be how it went, right? Like how did my summer go? And I know this is like, I don't really like dark mode, so I'm gonna move it to light mode. Okay, so This is my new template of sorts. Get rid of that. Accidentally left the timestamp in the template. And so I shared this in a short form video yesterday, but I've made a change to the way I'm doing my guest episodes, where I really want to tighten this up, right? I noticed in reviewing my analytics that I was seeing a lot of drop off in the first 3 minutes, and I was taking a long time to get to the point. And so I decided a few things, right? I wouldn't read. Usually I do like a multi-paragraph summary with the top takeaways, because I want this to be useful for people who are just stumbling across the episode, especially on my website. But reading that verbatim takes 2 to 3 minutes, and then I have like a 1 minute long cold open, and then I do the actual intro. And so I really want to tighten this up from 7 minutes to like 2 minutes total. And so I'm going to highlight the main takeaway for people instead of the top three takeaways. The cold open is going to be like maybe 20 seconds. And the shorter intro, where I'm shooting for 110 words, 110 words is about a minute. It takes me about a minute to read 110 words. So that's what I'm going for there. So main takeaway built into the shorter intro, cold open, and then getting right into the first question. And then I have a 12-second pre-recorded intro for the audio-only version. So that is 1 minute and 30 seconds with the main takeaway and the opening jingle. So like, I want to keep it to a tight 2 minutes, get people there immediately. I haven't done pre-roll ads in a while. The last one was just to let people know I was going on summer break. And then the one before that was when I rebranded. So, but I like to have these up here for my interviews. I don't know if I'll really have it. You know, I think like short intro script would be like the story I want to tell here. And then of course, if you've seen me talk this, there we go. Okay. I don't, even though I use Notion like regularly, I don't really know how it works. I think I probably clicked like add template too many times and Notion got confused, or I got confused about what Notion thought it knew. Anyway, so if you've been following along with me for a long time, you'll know that I like to do my podcast episodes in a three-act story where we have the setup, we have the conflict, and we have the resolution. So because this is a solo episode, I can actually think about the main takeaway here. My main goal with the We're Not Doing Summer Camp is to let other parents know, here are my plans. Here's how I intend on running my business when I don't have as much childcare as I have during the school year. And so I can't turn away from the mic like that. And so the main takeaway, I think, for this episode is me answering the question, how did it go? Or maybe the main goal, right? What's the goal of this episode? So maybe that's a good note to make. Answer the open thread from episode 420 on how my summer without summer camp went. So act one is going to be the setup, which is probably just a quick rehash of episode 420, right? So recap of 420. Decided not to do summer camp. Plans for child care, vacation, and modified schedule. Heavy reliance on nap times. And then like kind of rearranging Calendly. Well, cal.com, my scheduler. The conflict here, if I'm thinking about it, right, it's probably good for me to like write down some notes down here. Or up here, actually. This is usually where the notes go. Pre-show notes. So I guess the main question I should answer is like, how do I feel it actually went? It went okay. I don't feel, well, I landed a couple of coaching clients, which is good. The days I wasn't motivated felt amplified. So like, you know, I mean, there are some days throughout the week where you're just like not feeling it. And because I was working only three or only four days on certain weeks. If I wasn't feeling particularly motivated in one of those days, the pressure was on, right? Actually, I'm feeling a little bit of that today, or I was until I found out my father-in-law is actually watching my kids tomorrow. Because I'm going to Podcast Movement next week, which if you're going to be there, say hello. Let me know. I'll be around. But I was really feeling that this morning, because I was like, man, I really need to be productive, because if I'm not, like, I'm not working tomorrow, and then I'm not working for most of next week. And I was like really feeling that pressure. So that's one of the things that like probably needs to change. I don't think I really scaled back the stuff I was trying to do. This is good. I don't feel like I scaled back the amount of stuff I was trying to do. In fact, over this, like, I agreed to become the president of my kids' home and school, my kids' school's home and school association. Kind of blind. Like, I had never been to a home and school meeting. I wasn't serving on the board before that. They needed somebody, and they asked if I wanted to do it. And I do want to be involved in my kids' school. So I actually might have taken on more than I should have, right? I also took on two LinkedIn Learning courses. It was like, I said, like, I'm trying to do less of those, because most of them are programming focused, and I'm fully focused in my client work on podcasting stuff. But it was like, the offer felt very stupid to say no to, as far as like level of effort and compensation. And so I am doing those. So like, I took that on, I took on the HSA, might have taken on more. And on top of that, something I noticed, that I started getting a lot of coaching requests on my form. I sold a couple of audits. I sold a few coaching hours here and there. And so I feel like things are starting to pick up. And I'm glad it's starting to now. Like, I don't know how I would have handled it if like things started to pick up in early May. And then I'm like, oh man, I'm going away for the summer. Now, one nice thing is that for my son's birthday, I was able to kind of knock off unexpectedly and go to the zoo with them. The larger context is that my wife tried to set up like weekly play dates with her coworkers every week for, you know, for the people who weren't doing summer camp or something else. who had small kids. And one was the zoo. That day happened to fall on my son's birthday, but it wasn't for his birthday. And then everybody, like, it was like rain. It was like kind of a crummy day. And so everybody bailed. And so it was going to just be her and the kids. And then that felt to me like, well, now it kind of feels like it's for his birthday. And we were also getting new furniture that afternoon. So like, I knew I wouldn't be working that afternoon. And, you know, I was like, you know what? This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I knocked off of work for that day and there were no repercussions. So I think this is probably representative good of what went on. It went okay. I landed a couple coaching clients. The days I wasn't motivated felt amplified. I don't feel like I scaled back. I might've taken on too much. But I was able to take extra days when needed, disconnected for family vacation. That was another thing. And I didn't work that. I didn't work too many weekends. Didn't work any full weekend days, right? I might have capped, like, grabbed a couple of hours here and there when the kids were napping or my wife was out with my oldest or something like that. So, okay. All right, so I think this is good. This is kind of round one on how I plan a solo episode. I'll write down some notes. Sometimes I'll write it in a notebook or in Apple Notes. Apple Notes, because it has like the handwriting thing. So I'll like do handwritten notes in Apple Notes. Just kind of stuff I'm thinking. That's like kind of step one here. And this replaces the, I should say, this replaces the research phase. If you are having a guest or doing like a deeply researched topic, right? There are some times where I'm like, actually, I'm thinking about doing an episode about micro segments, because in my product ladder episode, I talk a lot about micro segments, but I don't really define what they are. And I don't really define mine because I haven't done that exercise in a while. And so when I do that, there will be more research. I'll be gathering kind of information from this retreat I went on a couple of years ago where we really talked about micro segments and product ladders. And then I'll talk about kind of the importance of that for solopreneurs, right? Of my solo episodes, there are kind of two types of solo episodes. One is like the teaching kind of solo episode, and one is like the behind the scenes, how I'm running my business kind of solo episodes. And so if I look at why and how I'm fixing my newsletter, that's definitely like a, let's sort this by live date. Descending. First one, reclaiming control, navigating the hosted versus self-hosted dilemma. I was inspired to do this because a couple of weeks ago, my friend Matt Medeiros, talked about how he didn't get like deplatformed, but, he was using a platform that was like holding his money hostage and it got fixed and everything. But it really got me thinking about like, you should have your own platform for your website and like where you're going to make money. And then like why and how I'm fixing my newsletter. This is like a little bit of behind the scenes on why I need to fix it. And then like the lessons I've learned to get me there. So those are the two, you know, kinds of episodes I do. Tools check-in, like these are always really popular. Some of the tools that I'm using and why gives people a good peek behind the curtain. This episode is definitely more of a behind the scenes. Where are we? Behind the scenes. How's my business going? Which does make like the, usually that's like the pro show topic. So I got to come up with something different for the pro show. But when I do these, it's I really try to gather my thoughts and then turn that into a story, right? So act one, maybe I'll call this how did, like, I'll just answer the question right up front. How did I do? And so, cause I did talk about all of this in episode 420. So like, I'm definitely going to point people in that direction. So I'll even include that here. I do the link so that my VA knows to include those links in the show notes. There we go. So how did I do? So let's maybe, well, I'll give myself a grade here. I'm going to say a B. I think I did pretty good, right? Because if we weigh the pros and cons, I was able to disconnect. I didn't even bring my laptop. Like, I was totally disconnected. I would open my email app. I think I responded to one email from a friend. So it's like, that's really good for me. And I know it's really good for a lot of people too, because I said like I didn't bring my laptop, and people are like, oh, you forgot your laptop. And I'm like, no, I purposely did not bring it. So I think that was a big win. The zoo trip was a big win because I didn't feel so overwhelmed that I couldn't take time away to spend with my family on my boy's birthday, right? Again, those.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Days I wasn't feeling motivated felt amplified. I don't really feel like I scaled back much of anything. And like, I get that travel anxiety, right? Like the whole week before our vacation, I was like, am I going to be able to do this? And again, I'm kind of feeling that right now before podcast movement. And like, yeah, I'll bring my laptop for podcast movement. That's not family time. And I will have downtime and I will probably do some work. But, I'm not going to be at my desk. I'm not going to be in front of my recording setup. I won't be as responsive, right? I'm doing a bunch of these brain dates with other podcasters. Like, I'm hosting a couple on automation. And so, it's that, like, that pit or like that pressure in my chest is something I want to alleviate next year, right? Ashley saying I barely get any work done when I am at conferences. I mean, same, right? I don't, and also that's good, right? Like, I don't understand the people who go to conferences and are just on their laptop the whole time. Like, I see this at technology conferences especially, but it's like, my man, you paid hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars, or maybe your company did, right? Maybe that's part of it, to be here, and you're just working. Like, you could do that for free at home. I'm not gonna work, and I'm a Ashley, I think you and I are both pretty extroverted people. Maybe I've misjudged that, but it seems like you are, and I definitely am. And I love networking and talking to people. So I'm definitely not gonna sacrifice conference time, right? But if I'm feeling like, I'm staying at the conference hotel. This is gonna be a short sidebar. But I'm staying at the conference hotel. This is something, for a while I was doing like Airbnbs because they were a lot cheaper. And then I kind of realized what Ariel realized in The Little Mermaid, that I want to be where the people are. And so like the cost difference was worth it for me to be closer to the action. Right. And so as a result, if I'm feeling like I'm not really totally extroverted until my social battery runs out. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm. This is the exact point I'm approaching to. Right. It's like feeling. I mean, for me, I feel like it's just like I get physically tired. I don't know for me if it's like my social battery as much as my my physical battery. And so like I just want to like go sit in the quiet for a minute. You know, maybe then I'll kind of veg and sit in air conditioning, right? Because I also run hot and like these conferences also generally run hot. So it's just like thousands of people in one place. It's hard not to. And so like, yeah, maybe I'll find some time to do some stuff. But in general, I'm not going to do that. So that was a quick digression. I guess the two endorsements I would make there are like, even though it's more expensive, the conference hotel is worth it. If you're going to go to conferences, don't spend the whole time working because you can work for free at home. Okay, cool. How to do conferences. Also, I guess I should say there's no live stream next week because I'll be at Podcast Movement. Okay, so how did I do? Link to, just to recap, I would give myself a B for all of the reasons I said. So I'll write like C pre-show notes here, right? I don't want to do that. I'll just kind of copy some of the things that I want to say here. So the days I was feeling motivated. Okay, so let's make an outline here. The bad. These two things. I'm like, I can't do the good, the bad, and the ugly now. And that's like, if you're wondering what it's like to peek inside of my brain, I'm like, well, I can do the good, the bad, and the ugly, but now I have to do the good first. I see another comment from Ashley here, so let's bring that up. Why can't I see that now? Okay. Don't spend the whole time in classes either. The magic happens in networking, the expo halls, and the restaurants. Heck yeah. I spend most of my time in the hallway track, is what we would call it in the WordPress space. I like most of the time, right? I'm going to go to a few talks to support friends, right? And like be there as a friendly face in the crowd. But other than that, like, I learn way more from talking to people than I do from sitting in the classes or the talks, right? This is why like those brain dates are going to be amazing, right? It's like real good one-on-one time, or like one on, you know, I think like five, it's a max of five people in a group. So I'm really excited about that. And then, yeah, like the community events and the parties, right? Just like going to dinner with random people. Super valuable, right? Super valuable. So, cosign on that, right? When I was a dating man, people would always say that a movie was a terrible date, a terrible first date, because you don't get to know the person. You go to a movie theater, you talk for a little bit before the movie, and then if you're not like a rude idiot, you don't talk for the entirety of the movie, and then you go, what'd you think? And then you go home. I feel like conferences are the same way, right? Like, I go to talks if there's something that you really, really want to learn, or there's a speaker you really want to see, sure. But I would say, I mean, especially at podcast, like, there are so many talks at Podcast Movement. there are so many talks. You can't possibly go to all of them. But what you can do is make time to see people and have conversations. So, yeah, that's my two cents. If you really want to see all the talks, like buy the digital pass. I never buy the digital pass or the virtual pass because I'm not going to watch them. Like, I'm just like being honest. I'm not going to watch any of those talks. So, yeah, that's my two cents to add on to Ashley's two cents. So thanks, Ashley. Thanks for being here for contributing. Let me check the other places really quick before moving on. I'm sorry if I'm streaming somewhere and I have forgotten, and you're like making comments and screaming into the void. I don't think you are, but, in case you are, I'm really sorry. YouTube is definitely the best place for us to engage because that's where I happen to hang out the most. Okay, so how are we doing on time here? All right, great. All right, so the bad might have taken on more too much. Let's do the good. And the good would be I'll talk about these three things, right? Especially the didn't work any full weekend days. Because it would have been really easy for me to... sorry, you can't see what I'm doing. It would have been really easy for me to cop out here, right? And say like, oh, well, I'll just work on a Saturday. But like the whole reason we're not doing summer camp, aside to save money, which by the way, it's a good thing we did because our fridge and our dishwasher died this summer, was to spend time with my family. Like... to be with my kids during this magical age. My son is going to full day pre-K. Oh my God. You know, my son's going to full 5-day school in a couple of weeks. And so, gosh, that hit me out of nowhere. So two of my kids will be out of the house most of the week now. And like that bums me out, right? It doesn't bum me out when I'm with them and they're being annoying. Writ large, it bums me out, right? Because now we're entering a point where, like other people are going to have them more than me, right? For their waking hours. And so the summer is really a time for me to, for me and my wife to, get some of that time back, right? Not outsource the job. So, you know, if I worked on weekend days, it would have, I don't know. It would have defeated the purpose, I think. So y'all should know if you're watching this and you're like, what just happened? I'm a Italians are very, we're very sensitive. We're very emotional people. Okay. So that's, I got to reorder this. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly inside of my business, there was not a lot of ugly. There were maybe some missteps in communication just because I had a lot of things going on in communication and like rushing through a few things that I shouldn't have rushed through. But a lot of the ugly came through. I'm thinking about how I want to word this, right? There were times where my wife and I didn't see a lot of each other. Just because like she would work and then come home late, or, you know, I would work late to finish up some things. And so like we weren't checking in with each other as much as we could have. And that led to some stress. Luckily we are both really good at recognizing that. And we're both really good at giving each other space when we need to, or like confronting things when they need to be confronted. And so, but nobody likes strength. Like no one likes not seeing their spouse, I would imagine. maybe I'm just speaking for happily married people. But you know, so it was like there were some personal things that made, you know, my old man like fell at the beginning of the summer and he's fine now, but there were some personal things that kind of tacked on to an already stressful time, right? And so, like, nothing insurmountable. It's mostly because I want to do the good, the bad, and the ugly reference. But if we're talking about, like, the worst parts of it, maybe the worst and unforeseen things. The stress on my personal life was something I didn't foresee, because I just thought, well, life is my personal life, and it's just that I'll be working less. But it's really, there were a lot of plates in the air at a lot of times, right? And so I think this is good. I think this is a good outline. Gosh, if this is a rubric, I probably wouldn't get a B. But the good is weighted more heavily than the bad and the ugly. I'm going to give myself a B here. Okay, so act two is usually where I introduce a conflict. And so if act one is the setup and that's how did I do, the conflict is asking the question, was it worth it? Right? Was the amount of money I saved worth the extra stress that I felt? And conversely, was it worth the extra time I had with my kids? Because I think something that's tough is kids are dysregulated pretty easily over the summer, because they don't necessarily, we definitely didn't do a good job of having a set schedule every day. My wife was way better at it than I was. I'm like a little scared to go out with all three of my kids at the same time. Not that I didn't do it. It's just like, I'm very choosy about how I do that. And maybe it's like, I think, you know, this is like a therapy session with me really quick, but I something I did not see coming is that I am more of a helicopter parent than I thought I would be. Like strong, like death is all around us vibes. And so I do feel like a little bit more stressed than I thought I would in certain situations. But that said, our parish had a carnival that my kids loved. And so like one day my wife was working and I took them, and like we like kind of skipped nap time to do it, which is like very tired and rammy kids, but it was good, right? You know, I took them out to for 4th of July, we do like a Good Neighbor Day where there's another carnival and events, and we actually walked to that. It's a little more than a mile, but like we walked to that and it was great. If not oppressively hot. So this is the question. So this is the conflict question I'm asking. Like, was it worth it? And I'm going to say yes. Yes, it was stressful, but the time I got with my family was important. I clarified a lot of my business, and I landed more work. So if I'm trying to figure out what would have happened, what would have needed to happen for me to say no, what would have led me to say no? I think if I felt my kids were worse off, that would be one. And like, don't get me wrong, there were times where I was impatient or my wife was impatient. But like we're trying to improve and be more patient, right? I think that's, we're not constantly screaming at them. And we try to explain things to them, and we did try to stay active, right? So, you know, if my kids were worse off because of it, if my business completely fell apart, you know, like I lost work, or I lost contracts, or more stuff didn't come in. You know, if I was in a worse position on August 26th than I was on May 27th, I think that's what would make me say no. So, you know, I think this is the good con. Well, was it worth it? Should you have just done summer camp? And no, I don't think we should have. And so now, like, so how did I do? Was it worth it? What's next? So this will be act three. Close things out with the resolution. Obviously, you can't predict the future, but I'm hoping by next year, I'll have a little bit more flexibility in my business. I'm doing a lot of things now to put myself in an even better position. I saw some growth this year so far, but I'm trying to do things to put myself in a better position for 2025, maintain the relationships that I have, and you know, manage my time maybe a little bit better than I have been managing it. And so I will still have small children. I think my youngest will be old enough to start at St. Joe's in the 2025-2026 season, school year. And so, you know, will we be able to cut off daycare completely? My daughter will be older. My son will be older. Will they be less needy? So this is obviously stuff I need to talk to my wife about. But based on how this year went, I can definitely see us doing this again next year. Changes I would need to make. We need to make more structure, more check-ins, and then I think I need to do a better job at time blocking or time boxing, and building in margin, right? If I look at the bad, the days I wasn't motivated felt amplified. I think if I had built in some margin, it wouldn't feel that way. And so I think that's going to be a really important one. And I think maybe just like save a little more money. Financially, this was fine for us. You know, saving a little more money to do some more activities would also be good, right? Because there were some days where we were bored and we're like, well, you know, our activity budget for the week or for the month is up. We leaned on our babysitter a little bit more than I expected this year. So like having a little bit more squirreled away for that too would also be good, right? And so, you know, I think that these things will make next summer 2025 more successful. So I think that's a really good, this, I spent more time on this than I thought. I mean, I think the big thing that I would do in a more educational episode and less of a retrospective episode is, so first of all, I need a better title for this, right? And that's going to be, was skipping summer camp worth it? Right? Because I think there are probably parents out there who decided to do summer camp and they're wondering, was summer camp worth it? So we'll answer this question for them. So, you know, tying it back to the takeaways, because this is always something that or the actionable advice. This is something that I want to include in every episode, no matter what. Know your schedule. Build in time for unknowns. Save some extra money. I think part of it was like, we're going to save all this money and it's not going to get spent. And it did get spent on stuff. Some extra, like, so, I mean, don't count the money you save as money you have. Is maybe a big lesson here. And then create some margin in your work schedule is a good one. And cherish the time you have with your children. I think it's really easy in the moment to get frustrated with your kids. And then you remember, like, hey, they're home. And starting in 2 weeks, I will not see them most of the day. So, yeah, I think remembering that, I need to remember that more. I wish I had remembered it more over the summer, but I think we had a good summer. So, okay, and then the pro show topic. Gosh, this is a toughie. Feel like I left it all out, right? If I was like, if I was kind of a jerk and I just wanted to get people to buy the membership more, I would leave the what's next for the pro show, but I don't want to do that. So I think looking at my schedule for this, I talked about product ladders. So I think in the pro show, I'll do like why I want something more scalable. Talk about scalable products. Scalable. It's probably a good opportunity to do some time tracking check-in, right? Because I do track my time, and sometimes I'll give a report. Because I also think like I may not be spending my time the most wisely, right? So, talk about scalable projects, time tracking, check-in. I think those will be good, right? Because like I want to remain a solopreneur, but I also recognize that I'm going to, you know, I need to do some things to make ends meet a little bit better. So, yeah, I think that's it. Checking the comments here. What do I see? I see things blinking. I don't see any comments over on Facebook. I think they would have made it over. So, yeah, I think that this will, let's sum things up. For you, what did I do here for my solo episode? I thought about, I had, first of all, the title wasn't really the title in the beginning. It was just the thing I wanted to talk about, right? I think that's really important. I did some pre-show notes. I thought about what's the purpose of this episode? What's the goal of this episode? For this one, it was a follow-up from an episode at the beginning of the summer. And so in another episode, right, for my micro segments episode, it's going to be teach the listeners about why solopreneurs should have micro segments. Ashley, thanks so much for your kind words. Insightful. Good peek into my brain. Yes, I'm sorry you had to see that. I appreciate that. So thank you so much for being here and for your comments. So I think that the pre-show notes helped me just like get a high level overview of like, how did the summer go? Right. I really thought about this. But my goal was to answer this open thread while tying it back into how this is helpful for solopreneurs, right? Especially like in the description, I say busy solopreneur parents, right? And when I do an episode on growing your email list organically, or like how to do good presentations or some of the other stuff I'm talking about for the rest of the year, time and task management, this really good episode with Terry, home studios with my friend Janaid. This is stuff that, something about my birthday, hate that. It comes out the day after my birthday. This was definitely just like a very tired note. But like some of these other things, like they are relevant to most people. How to do social media without burning out. But I am a solopreneur parent, and I want to really deliver on that promise. And so, so this episode was a good one for that, tying it back to, hey, if you're a parent who's trying to run a business, how do you manage those things? How am I managing those things? And I think I'm in a pretty good position to do that because I've been a freelancer since I was 14. So like every stage of my life, I have run a business, right? Like 14, no real things. There were no real stakes, right? It was just money coming in. And that was basically the case, like through school as well, like grad school and all that. And then running my side hustle while having a full-time job, a similar full-time job, right? And then leaving that with a family, right? The complete opposite of running a business at 14. There are a lot of stakes on the table. And so I'm glad I have that kind of life perspective. I'm sure a lot of people do, but maybe not the, you know, I don't know how many people were freelancing at 14 though. So, yeah, I think that this is really good. Right. And so I do the pre-show notes. I have the post show. I'll do this later. Right. There's probably not going to be a cold open for this one. The main takeaway is probably it's all about the known unknowns. I think that's probably the thing that you're going to have to remember going into a summer where your kids are going to, it's going to be a chaotic summer. The shorter intro, I don't need that either, right? That's really just for after the, like summarizing the interview a little bit. And then the three act, act one, the setup, how did I do? Act two, the conflict, was it worth it? And then act three, what's next? The resolution with the actionable advice. Okay, this was fun. Let me know if you enjoyed this sort of thing, how I could have done better. Or if you just liked it and you're down to see more content like this. I came from the web development space, and so my live streams were almost exclusively like watch me work live streams. Like people would just watch me write code or design something. And moving into this more, I don't want to say thought leadership because I don't think I'm a thought leader. I think I have thoughts. I say them out loud. But moving from that to something where it doesn't really make sense to watch me do things. I'm trying to find the right balance, but I do love this, like watch me work sort of stuff. So let me know what you think. Maybe like write with me sessions or things like that. But thanks so much for watching. Don't forget, if you are not already on my mailing list, you can head over to podcastworkflows.com/join, like and subscribe to this channel if you're watching on YouTube. Until next time, I'll see you out there. If you're going to be a podcast movement, let me know. But thanks so much, everybody. I'll see you later.